President Biden has an idea to shave a few cents off the price of a gallon of gas. Today, he's calling for a three-month federal gas tax holiday in hopes that it'll bring down soaring fuel prices. But it might not do much to help. Let's talk to Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Hi again, Celeste.
Hello again. So it looks like the president is just in search of anything that might bring down inflation. What are the details of this plan to suspend the gas tax?
The idea is to suspend the just under 19 cent a gallon federal gasoline tax and just under a quarter a gallon diesel tax. I mean, diesel's been through the roof through September, and that's going to require congressional approval. And there isn't even unanimity there. You've seen both Nancy Pelosi this year be skeptical about the efficacy of this, and the Senate Minority Leader now. And so it's an uphill sell. And even economists will tell you that it's not going to solve the problem of inundating the market with supply, which you just can't do overnight.
Okay, so the average price for a gallon of unleaded is $4.95 right now. That's down just a few cents from last week. If you lose the federal tax, that shaves off about 18 cents a gallon. That would bring it down to $4.77. Would that help consumers?
Well, assuming that that is entirely passed down to consumers and the wholesalers and the gas station and everybody downstream doesn't capture it, I'm not so sure it does. Let's suppose 8 cents is passed down. I mean, we've had variability of 8 cents between last week and this week. The print still in everybody's mind psychologically is $5 a gallon. And I don't know if $4.80 is going to change it. It's more like $3 or $2 that people want it back down to. And this is a problem when you're used to decades and decades of kind of $4 being your old sticker shock. It's really not very comforting to get it down to $4.80 a gallon.
Yeah, that's for sure. The government uses that revenue that from the gas tax to fix up roads for infrastructure projects. We know those are already in bad shape in many places. It's been a subject of discussion for years now. Would losing this tax, this income, make it worse?
Well, Biden is trying to ask for that to be spared, kind of decouple the two for kind of a one-time holiday. And that's a big question. You have especially Republicans not eager to help him in an election year. He is exceedingly unpopular. There are plans for a Republican takeover. And if you have to say, listen, work with me on this 18 and a half cents and spare the $10 billion or so of infrastructure spending already in an inflationary environment, it's such an uphill ask.
Yeah, and all of the changes that have to go through Congress. You mentioned Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House. In March, she called this idea of suspending the gas tax very showbiz. So where is President Biden's base of support for this?
You have some others out there, you know, people on the defensive, a senator in New Hampshire, for example, saying we have to look like we're doing something. We've already tapped the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. There's this, you know, bad press about Biden having to go back to Saudi Arabia and potentially kiss the ring of Mohammed bin Salman. Of course, when you step back from all of it, you realize if gasoline is at $5, these oil companies and petrostates, they'd be elated to sell you oil and gasoline at these prices. They just can't ramp up supply fast enough, especially with Russia rocking Eastern Europe. And so a lot of this is so much pushing on a string.
Robin Farzad is host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.